Good morning. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. And this is Classical Chaos. I'm Marguerite. Today's program has a mix of offerings, some classics, some music from Paul Schoenfield, a little taste of 15th and 16th century Spain, and of course, some oboe music. Let's start the morning with something familiar, music by Handel from his Water Music. Now, Water Music is a collection of orchestral movements. It was premiered on the 17th of July, 1717, after King George had requested a concert on the River Thames. The concert was performed by 50 musicians playing on a barge near the royal barge, from which the king listened with close friends. Yes, he was listening with more royalty. King George was said to have enjoyed the suite so much that he made the exhausted musicians play them three times over the course of the outing. Well, no worries about three times over this morning, just a taste. Here is the air from Handel's Water Music, a performance by the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra with George Weldon conducting. No wonder King George wanted to hear that three times over. That was the air from Handel's Water Music, a performance by the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra with George Weldon conducting. Let's move on to celebrate the artistry of talented violinist Anna Kiko Myers. She was born back in 1970, has toured and collaborated with a number of symphony orchestras and popular artists like Il Divo, Chris Botti, and Wynton Marsalis. She also performs on two exquisite violins, the 1730 Stradivarius violin called the Royal Spanish, as well as the 1697 Stradivarius called the Molitor, which she purchased in October of 2010 for a mere $3,600,000 US, and that was the highest recorded auction price for any musical instrument in history. This is from one of her earlier recordings. It's a beautiful performance of Dvorak's Romance for violin and orchestra. Anna Kiko Myers and Dvorak's Romance for Violin and Orchestra. And you're listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. Let's continue with a lovely CD recommended to me by a fellow programmer, a disc of music by Paganini for guitar and mandolin. Now, at the age of 5 and a half, Paganini learned the mandolin from his father, and 2 years later, he learned, again from his father, we all learn a lot from our fathers, the first steps on the violin. What followed was that he became one of the most celebrated violin virtuosi and composers of his time. And this morning we get to hear a great performance, quoted by Classical Guitar Magazine as unforgettable, sensitive, sublime, and great musicianship. Two musicians who give tribute on both the mandolin and guitar to Paganini's works. We're going to hear Carlo Arenzo and René Izguardo. Both talented professors of music, they have both performed together in North America since 2007, performing both world premieres and releasing this lovely CD of music by Paganini last April. So let's enjoy. Here is the Allegro from the Sonata Concertata. Thank you. a fabulous performance. That was Carlo Anzo and René Izquierdo, and that was the opening allegro from Paganini's Sonata Concertata.
The Study and Go Abroad Fair, Canada's largest international university and student travel fair, is back in town. Another great opportunity to meet face-to-face with top universities from around the world to start planning your trip abroad. Exhibitors will be showcasing programs in law, medicine, health sciences, arts, and so much more. Mark Saturday, September 22nd on your calendar and come down to the Vancouver Convention Center. Doors open at 1 p.m., but come early at noon to catch our guest speaker. Check www.studyandgoabroad.com for more information and to pre-register online.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Commercial Drive area at
Audio Pile, Bone Rattle Music, High Life Records, and the People's Co-op Bookstore.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
And you are listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And we're going to move back in time a little bit this morning and experience a taste of 15th and 16th century Spain. Here is La Nef.
Thank you.
That was La Nef performing Dame la Mano, music from 15th and 16th century Spain. We're going to go up a couple centuries and enjoy the music of Paul Schoenfield, an American composer whose music is inspired by the vernacular and folk traditions, as well as some traditional music, but with definitely a little bit of a twist. Today's selection comes from his four parables for piano and orchestra. The movement is called Senility's Ride. It was inspired while he met a man while living in Vermont who was slowly going senile. Now, the work is a taste of the nostalgia he spoke of his life, musing at the end that life, and I quote, is paramount to a burlesque show. We're going to be hearing Jeffrey Cahane and the New World Symphony Orchestra with John Nelson conducting. Thank you. Jeffrey Cahane and the New World Symphony Orchestra, with John Nelson conducting. That was Paul Schoenfield's Senility Ride from his Four Parables for Piano and Orchestra. And you are listening this Sunday morning to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And I think I'm getting so excited because it's oboe music time. This morning we're going to hear a selection of music by Telemann, his sonata in A minor. So let's welcome Marilyn Zepnik, Mark Schumann, and Raymond Lepard to the airwaves.
Thank you.
Marilyn Zupnik, Mark Schumann, and Raymond Lepard, and that was Telemann Sonata in A minor for oboe. We're going to continue with some movie music by celebrated composer Gabriel Yared. Now, he was born back in October of 1949 and is best known for his work in French and American film. Born in Lebanon, his work in France included the scores for Betty Blue, Camille Claudel, and he also won an Oscar and a Grammy Award for his work with The English Patient and was also nominated for The Talented Mr. Ripley and Cold Mountain. This morning, we're going to go back to the beginning and hear some excerpts from Betty Blue. Excerpts from Gabriel Yared's soundtrack to Betty Blue.
Want to know what's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
And And you have been listening to Classical Chaos this morning here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And you can always check the podcasts at www.citr.ca or check some new updates that's going on in the Classical Chaos world here at classicalchaosvancouver@gmail.com. Looking forward to exploring more music with you next Sunday at 9 a.m. I'll leave you now with some music by Denny DeBell, and do stay tuned for a fabulous program, Shukshukta, Ethiopian News Radio and Culture, with the very talented Worku. Till next Sunday.